Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have titled today's show, Have They All Gone Mad? And I say they, because I know you and I haven't gone mad. But if you were watching the news yesterday evening, or I guess even yesterday or over the weekend, there's been a lot going on. So I'm not sure where to even start it, but let's start it with Walker bowing out of the race. Now, Walker's bowing out of the race, and he gave quite a speech about it. Made no bones about it that he was getting out of the race so that the monies funded to him could go to another candidate in order to beat Trump. They're all scared to death of Trump, and maybe we all should be. I don't know. But the GOP is scared to death that these front runners, whether you like them or not, are non-GOP established candidates. And they're having a problem with that. Now, Walker says he still believes that a governor should be the one, and so I guess that kind of puts Rubio and Cruz out as far as Walker's concerned. We know what they're pointing at. They're pointing at Jeb Bush, the party's choice. Because, you know, you and I aren't allowed a choice. The party is. Tell us what to do. Who to vote for. Because they know best, right? Sure they do. Because they've done so well with Boehner, and they've done so well with McConnell, fighting Obama. They've done so well representing we the people. Have they all gone mad? So now they're mad at Trump. If you'll remember, I don't remember what day this happened, but a man from the audience came up to ask a question. They let him have a microphone, and he started going in about Obama not being a citizen, Obama being a Muslim, and he went on and on with some other accusations, which he believed to be true. And the media and the other candidates are upset with Trump for not reprimanding this man and correcting him. And then they went back to something McCain had said when he was running against Obama and how he defended him. Well, I don't think it's Trump's job to defend President Obama. He could have said, well, we don't know. But why would he get into a debate with this pop-up citizen that just decided to take the mic? Now, Ben Carson makes a statement that he doesn't believe it would be in the best interest of the United States to put a Muslim in the White House. And everyone is angry at him, including Ted Cruz, saying that that's not the way it is. Now, I'm going to quote Ted Cruz, if I can find that piece of paper here real quick, and what he said, because it's the same statement that they keep coming up with. You know, the Constitution specifies there shall be no religious test for public office, and I am a constitutionalist. Well, while I do agree with that statement, there is somewhat of a test, because if you are of another belief system, not necessarily religion, but something that is contrary to our Constitution, you take an oath when you take an office to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States. Muslim Sharia law completely contradicts the Constitution of the United States and our laws completely. And I believe if they're going to take office, they're going to have to take that oath. And you can't take that oath on the Quran. You can't, because it doesn't say the same thing. The Constitution and our rule of law was set up on biblical principles. Basically, the Ten Commandments. But biblical principles and moralities, morals, was how it was set up. So how can someone of a completely different belief system, whether it's their religion or everything's a religion anymore, what about Bernie Sanders? He's a socialist. That has nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States. Why would anybody want to vote for him? You know why? Because they don't understand their freedom. They don't understand their liberty. They don't understand the Constitution of the United States. Now, I like Ted Cruz. I believe he was a fighter. And I didn't read this all the way through, and maybe he had more to say. Well, he does. He says here, I did underline, I did read it. He said, I don't believe Sharia is consistent with the Constitution of this country. He told The Hill. This was from The Hill. Muslims feel that their religion is very much a part of our public life, of your public life, and what you do as a public official. And that's inconsistent with our principles and our Constitution. So really, while he's saying Carson said the wrong thing, really Carson didn't say the wrong thing. If they would listen to the whole thing and not concentrate on what, and let me tell you, these are distractions. Have they all gone mad? They're just distractions. Now, I understand we're in a campaign, so they're going to have to go after one another. Why don't they stand there, instead of defending one politician or another, why don't they defend the Constitution of the United States and our laws? There are many in many states where somebody's trying to implement and say, no, we need the Sharia law in this court because I'm Muslim. No, it doesn't work that way. You're allowed to be Muslim here, but you're not allowed to perpetrate your laws. Practice your laws. No, that's not the way it works. So you see, you do have to have some kind of a litmus test. And that's not exactly, I'm convinced, that's not exactly what our founding fathers were talking about. Did they have any idea we would be where we are today? Debating when life begins. Debating whether you should be homosexual or not. Did they have any idea we would be so far down the moral toilet that we would debate such things? That we would incarcerate a woman for saying she wasn't going to issue gay marriage licenses? And yet, did you know there's a judge that refused a while back to issue, she's lesbian, and she refused to issue a heterosexual marriage license. There was no repercussions to her whatsoever. None. But yet they threw Kim in jail for several days. Yeah, our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves thinking, what on earth are these people thinking? Have they all gone mad? And I have some more instances of that when you come back, or examples of that when we come back. The lines are open, 877-895-5410. Should Carson apologize? Should Trump apologize that he didn't reprimand or correct this man that came up? What do you think? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I have several examples of what I think just proves that we've lost all common sense and these people have gone mad. They've just literally gone mad. I sat there and I watched this and I'm thinking, what in the world? Why are we concentrating on what Carson said or what some man in the audience said when Trump was holding a rally? That Trump didn't put him down immediately. I mean, do we not have freedom of speech, and whether we're right or wrong or in between, or do we not have a right to say? And was the man a plant to try and trick the Trump? Did you know? And now this article goes back a little ways. But this woman, Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, she made the comment that the beheadings do not justify strikes, airstrikes. Now, she said this about a year ago, on September 11th. She is a U.S. representative, and she's a Democrat from Dallas, and she argued that the beheadings of two American journalists by ISIS does not justify U.S. airstrikes into Syria. Now, this happened a year ago, okay? So, and you may be thinking, well, she's right. Do we really need to start an all-out war? Well, do we? But during her interview on the Capitol Hill, Johnson said the slayings of James Foley and Stephen Sotloff would not lead to bombing ISIS forces in Syria, that they shouldn't do that. But this is the next comment where I really think they have lost their way in D.C., these D.C. occupiers. They don't know what their job description is. Listen to this statement, and this is a quote. "We are on their ground. It was not the U.S. I do think we need to protect Americans wherever they are, but Americans also need to be careful where they are." This was a journalist that was beheaded. Both of them were American journalists. Yes, they need to be careful where they are. They do go into places that are unsafe. And she said, "I do think we need to protect them." Well, what are you going to do to protect them? Well, it's their fault because they were on their ground. They need to be careful where they are. So how is she going to protect them? I find that interesting, and I kind of wrote to the side the name Bergdahl. He was there, and of course he's just going to end up with a slap on the wrist for what he did. He's lucky he wasn't beheaded. And I'm serious about that. Well, another thing that I think they've gone mad is this issue with all the Confederate flags and the Confederate history, the Civil War history, I should say. This article came out in July, but I was reminded of it. It's floating around the internet again. When the NAACP decided that they need to take action to remove the painting of Robert E. Lee because it is racist. Is there anything that isn't racist? I guess when you behead people, that's not race. That's your fault. You did something wrong. Well, what did you do wrong? Well, let me look at another one here. 9 out of 10 Saudi men say eyeshadow on women causes sexual assaults. So if you're wearing eyeshadow, that's all they can see when they've got these black parkas on, whatever you call those things. Then you're asking for trouble. If you put eyeshadow on, it's not the man's fault that he can't control himself when you have eyeshadow on. Have we gone mad? This is the religion that they say, well, it's okay if you put a Muslim in the White House or in office in the United States. Well, how does that go along with the Constitution and our laws? You know, we hear about this war on women. What would this be? What is Sharia law? You know, View likes to talk about women a lot, particularly a beauty contestant who had her costume on and wore doctor's stethoscope. And they're not backing down. And they're losing advertisers. You know, I find it interesting that any advertiser would advertise with them. This isn't the first time they've been stupid, for lack of a better word. I am surprised. I don't agree with Whoopi Goldberg's politics. We're not going to agree. But I thought she had a little bit of intelligence. This young woman in this beauty contest opted to not sing, to not dance, but to share what she is. She's a nurse. She has patients. On The View, the girl says, oh, she just read emails or something. You should see it. It's really funny. There wasn't anything funny about it. It was tear-jerking. And it wasn't emails. It was a monologue the woman had written about what she experiences as a nurse to Alzheimer's patients. Not only did they insult the woman. They insulted the patients. And they're the ones that claim everyone else is intolerant. They're the ones that are constantly screaming about the war against women. They're all Democrat, every one of them. When they say The View, there's no view. They only got one opinion on there. They may bounce it back and forth like a ping pong ball, but it's only one opinion, really. You never hear those who are screaming out about such things talk about true liberty, true freedom, and the Constitution. So, 9 out of 10 Saudi men say eyeshadow on women causes sexual assaults. 9 out of 10. Well, you better not wear the eyeshadow. I guess I need to go wipe my face off. My dad never liked it anyway. Remove Robert E. Lee's painting because that's racist. Just because you got your head cut off doesn't mean the United States needs to go to war. And we're not supposed to be vetting or putting a test to anyone's faith before we elect them. Well, that's not totally true. And Joe Biden, let's take it a little farther now. Let's go down the Planned Parenthood road just for a second. Joe Biden tells the Catholic magazine, "When life begins is above my pay grade." He can't tell you when life begins. He's not that smart. That's what he's saying. Above his pay grade. I guess if we gave him a little more money, maybe he'd be able to make that decision. Have we all gone mad? The fact that these are topics for discussion tells me we've lost our way. We know exactly when life begins. It's no mystery. The only mystery in it is your emotions. The desperate woman that's in a position now because of circumstances she had control over, or maybe circumstances she did not have control over, and she's pregnant. She knows when she's pregnant that there's a life there. And that's why she has to do something about it. I'm going to have a baby. If I don't remove it before it's a baby. She doesn't say I have a piece of tissue growing in me. It's not what she says. That's what they tell her so that she won't feel bad. And it doesn't work. Because you know what? Regardless of how it got there, it's part of her. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm going to bring something else to you that you've not heard. Perhaps it's something that's happened while we've been distracted. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will all be right back.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The title of today's show is Have They All Gone Mad? Because I know you and I haven't gone mad. I'm just getting mad. I'm getting angry. You know, I watch the Fox News and I watch the other news and I look at them and I'm just shaking my head. Really? Really? That's the news? That's what you have for me? That's what you think I want to hear from a candidate? Do you not think that I can make my own conclusions? Do you have to tell me, oh my gosh, what did he say? We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. Yeah, that was what Mr. Trump was trying to tell us. Well, if we had a bunch of Muslim Al-Qaeda in the White House, we couldn't discriminate against them either. We couldn't say nothing bad against them, or we'd be discrimination, or they'd say something about it. That's what he was trying to say.
Well,
I mean,
they're mad at Trump because he didn't reprimand the gentleman that came up and took the microphone and said that President Obama wasn't a citizen, that he was a Muslim, and he made all kinds of other things that he was saying, all kinds of, I can't remember everything, but those are the things that they're upset with him about. And, of course, you know, Trump made a big deal out of the citizenship the last time that there was a presidential race, but they're saying it was his job, it was Trump's job to reprimand this man and call him out. And he's saying, that's not my job. And I kind of agreed with him, really. I mean, I don't know what I would have said or done. I would say, well, you know, we really don't know. But the man's entitled to his opinion, and we do still have free speech. I think we do.
Yeah, and like he said, there's, you know, we got problems with Muslims. Now, if Al-Qaeda's Muslims, and they get in the country, then what are we supposed to do?
Well, we have some in Congress. We do have some in Congress. So.
I mean, no, they ain't that connected.
We don't know that, do we? All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you so much. You know, when I went into the break, I said I was going to bring some news to you that I know you haven't heard, and I'm going to do that in just a moment. But as I've been shuffling through these papers, I mentioned Planned Parenthood. And if you remember Firioni, when she was in the debate, she was challenging particularly Hillary Clinton to watch the videos that Planned Parenthood has got, well, they didn't put them out, that has been put out about them. And when asked, Hillary would not answer the question, yes or no, whether she had seen them. But she went into a long explanation of why, do you know, there's a more to this. And this was Wolf Blitzer that was interviewing her. And maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't, or heard this. You know, this is political jargon. That's what they're doing. She could not answer it yes or no, but at the end, we knew she had not watched them. She goes, Well, Wolf, let's break down what's happening here. I think we ought to be very clear that Planned Parenthood has served to provide health care. Let me tell you right now, abortion is not health care, all right? She goes, they provide health care, necessary health care, for millions of women, and I think it deserves not only our support, but the continuing funding from the federal government so that these women and girls who are seeking the kinds of services that are provided will be able to achieve that. And if the issue, the core issue that comes on stage last night in some of Congress are trying to promote or trying to raise questions about, has to do with the kind of research that is done legally in the United States, which he's really a politician here, then that is an issue that goes far beyond any Planned Parenthood example. She didn't watch the videos. She's seen pictures that were disturbing, but she didn't watch the videos. And somebody else came out and said Carly was lying, that they didn't show parts. Yes, they did show parts. Yes, they did show them in a Petri dish. She was not lying about that. I don't know where Carly Fiorina stands on everything. I know what she's saying. But we're just now finding out some things about her background that maybe she's more of a politician than we want to think she is. You know, they've gone after Trump because he has rubbed elbows with some of these other countries. He's rubbed elbows with some of these other diplomats. He's played nicey-nice with Hillary Clinton, and you know, he'll get up there and he says, you know, I was a businessman. I had to be nice to everybody. Well, Carly Fiorina is no different, and we're just finding some of that out about her. That back before 9/11, she made a statement about Islamic civilization was the greatest in the world. Are we going to question her about that now? We should. Of course, maybe before that we didn't understand how very violent they can be and how angry they really are at the United States. And I'm not going to say we didn't deserve some of that anger. I'm concerned about where we are now. I think we kind of know what brought us to it. But where are we now? The Democrats do not want to admit that Planned Parenthood is doing anything illegal. I don't understand that. She says the government needs to fund it. Well, who is that? That is you, and that is me. And you and me, you and I, we say defund it. So you need to once again get on the phones, and you need to tell your representatives and your senators, no, no more Planned Parenthood. If the money is necessary for the health of women, you know, what about men? For the health of women, talk about discrimination. They've got special clinics just for women. Then put that money to clinics that aren't doing things illegal. while abortion may be legal, unfortunately, the selling of baby parts is not. She wants to call that research. Yeah. You research after you murder a baby and cut him into pieces, or her. So, while we are chasing all these distractions, no one has brought this up. Now, somebody sent it to me yesterday. Beth didn't find it on her own. One of my listeners. And you can go to Aircraft Painting Service to kind of research this. But Obama orders all F-16s to be sold. Yeah. Since President Obama has ordered all F-16 fighter jets sold at the highest bid regardless of who is the buyer or their loyalty to the United States. According to top secret government sources, Obama has decreed the need for any more military presence around the world, feeling the U.S. can stand on its own to defend itself against any threat externally or internally, and simply put, he doesn't believe the jets are needed when nuclear weapons can be used. High-ranking military officials are in shock at this new direction, but believe there is nothing they can do to stop Obama and his F-16 yard sale to the world. Now, the next statement is kind of shocking to me. Obama has mandated the planes can be sold to private citizens who have the sale price, which is in complete disregard to past policies involving the sale of military surplus items. These are fighter pilots. These are fighter planes. Isn't that a gun? What about gun control? Don't you find this shocking? I find this shocking. I find this insulting. I find this dangerous. I find this treasonous. Do you? So while we're debating whether or not Carson should have said, I'd rather not have a Muslim in the White House as an elected official, and Trump should have reprimanded a citizen, a voting citizen of the United States, for using free speech, they're selling F-16s to the highest bidder regardless of who they are or how they feel about the United States of America. Ooh, shiny. We're easily distracted with the politics, aren't we? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I have another article. What do you think Samuel Adams would have thought about Carson's statement? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have titled today's show, Have They All Gone Mad? And I've brought to you so many examples of the ludicrous lack of common sense. And I have a caller, and we're going to go to her in just a second. But as I was on the break, I was checking to see the comments. I post a lot of these articles that I use on Facebook. And many of the listeners there and followers will comment. And I'm not going to give her name. I promised I wouldn't, but I thought this was priceless. Now, this is about the painting of Robert E. Lee to be removed. And she says, it's a painting. It can't be anything but color on paper. Geez, it's not portraying this man doing some heinous act or anything. It's just a painting. Isn't that true? Where is the common sense? Where is the love of our history? Whether you were on one side or the other of that Civil War, I wasn't born yet, I don't know about you, it is our history. We learn from that. But right now, as I'm going through these articles, I'm thinking we haven't learned much. In fact, I think we're getting stupider. So that's another case against evolution, because we don't seem to be getting better. We seem to be getting worse. We have Sandy from South Dakota. Sandy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I was doing very well, kind of well, except every time I listen to your station, I keep thinking, I got to call her back. I got to call her sometime, because I haven't talked to her since her 1,000th show.
1,000th show. Oh, really? And you know I'm on today is 1,147.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm so glad you're on the air.
Thank you.
And I heard you about RCAF, and I thought, oh, I've got to join that. Yes. And I'm thinking of all the, I've got the numbers written down. I'm ready to call my senators. And I just keep thinking somewhere out, well, when you said the F-16, see, I blew a gasket. I was screaming and yelling up in the air and hollering and saying, where in the devil are the constitutional lawyers? Where are these conservatives that are sitting there being quiet? And why aren't we circling that Capitol and making sure that we're there when those congressmen are out, so that when they come back, we say, you are not coming in? and keep that president out of there? And why can't we get him for treason? F-16s, I have a good friend whose son is a pilot for an F-16, and I'm just reeling at the number of things this president has put into the executive orders, and I met a person that was backing him. And I said, oh, you like Obama's policies? Oh, yeah, she said she was a bleeding heart. And I said, oh, I said, well, it'll keep bleeding, let me tell you.
And so then, yeah, whose heart is she bleeding?
Yeah. Then she said, well, she was going to show me proof. So she brings this pack of papers. I mean, it was a huge stack. And it was all of the executive orders he's written. And I thought, do you realize what you're handing me? It's all of this stuff this man has done that I think we could get him on treason. I don't understand how we can let him do any more.
Well, you know, Sandy, that's what I was saying earlier in the show. People in general do not understand our liberty and our freedom. They do not appreciate it. They do not respect it. And they do not read or understand the Constitution. And I'm going to say I don't read it enough. But it is, you know, it's a very simple document. It's a very simple concept. And we have gone on emotions instead of rights, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, I know it. And I was listening to Rush Limbaugh the other day, and I thought, oh, Beth Ann would like this. Because he said, you know, people keep telling me our Congress is out of touch. And he said, that isn't it.
No, it's not.
He said, they know full well what they're doing, because now they're the elite group. They can exempt themselves from any law they don't want themselves to follow.
And, you know, our founding fathers warned us about that.
I know it.
They warned us against that. And once in a while, Rush and I agree on something, and that's one thing we will agree on. And, you know, it's it's just absolutely crazy what's going on. And the fact that, you know, Joe Biden says, well, he can't make that decision. It's above his pay grade. What are you talking about? You know, he can't make a decision when life begins. Well, when somebody goes in and says, I need an abortion, they know that they're pregnant and they know they're carrying a life.
Yeah.
They know that. I mean, it's that simple. They're not going, oh, you know, and it's not a health care medical procedure. It's not.
I know.
It's not health care. It has nothing to do with her health. In fact, it's endangering her health.
Yes.
So.
And then with that, not labeling foods, well, we went and got vegetables today, and I told Frank, I said, all right, now check where they're from. And I thought, I'm going to get the word out in Denver because I've got a daughter there. And I thought, people need to start waking up.
They do.
And it's like, how many people are asleep? And I really thought maybe a lot of the baby boomers, since we're so many in number, that they'd start rallying and they were patriotic and they knew their constitutions because we learned it. And I thought we had history up the yin-yang, and I hated it because it was this war and that war and this guy and that guy. And now I just can't get enough of it because it's like, oh, my gosh. Oh,
well, you know,
gosh.
It's one thing to be patriotic and tear up and have the hair stand on the back of your neck when you hear or sing the Star Spangled Banner. It's another thing to be patriotic, to actually do a sacrifice for this nation. And, you know, it's time we took a stand. We've got to be bold, and we've got to stop saying, you know, it's not enough just to talk about it at the coffee shop. And sometimes I feel like that's all I'm doing here is just talking at the coffee shop. But if I get anybody to make a phone call, then I've done my job today. If I can get anybody to join RCAF USA to help them fight for your rights, they're not fighting for them. It's a lot of work. You know, they're fighting for your rights. And I'm going to give that number now. I'm glad you reminded me. I've got it sitting here in front of me. This is the switchboard to the Capitol. All patriots, write it down and keep it by your phone. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Thank you, Sandy, so much for listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, I had an article here about what Samuel Adams would have thought. And this is coming from the website. I know a lot of you don't like to think about the computer, and there's good and bad on there, and you have to kind of shift through it. But this is a news It's a news website called the Federalist Papers. And they print some pretty good stuff. You have to, you know, you have to be discerned. You have to use some discernment when you go through any of these, any of them. And I get it wrong sometimes. But they're quoting some things that Samuel Adams said. And, of course, in the end of it, yes, he would have agreed with Ben Carson. Now, I'm not trying to make Ben Carson a saint. I'm not trying to tell you that I like Trump. I'm telling you that you and I have got to pay attention to what is being said and watch for the distractions. Why are they trying to pull you away for one particular issue that really doesn't have a whole lot to do with your liberty? Selling F-16s to the highest bidder? Didn't see that coming, did you? Too busy watching debates. Debating stupid stuff. Who said this and he said that? How do you feel about it when he says your face isn't all that it should be? You know, it's up to you and it's up to me to use the common sense that God gave us and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.